Hope everyone is well. We are continuing today in Perek Dalet, actually a short section. So in Perek Dalet, the Mechaber writes as follows: V'yesh she'imatzei b'cham levakshei hamamon. So again, we're speaking still about those individuals who seek out wealth. He says, "Mishi agim imenu al tachlis tavos." So b'derech hasibah she'aser zacharnu. So you could have a person who obtains wealth through one of the various means that we discussed before. For example, someone gains wealth through inheritance, or whatever the reason might be. A person often thinks that it's the reason. In other words, it's the means, it's the mechanism that gave me the wealth. And were it not for the particular cause or reason, I wouldn't have anything. This is such a profound statement. And he praises the means or the reason without praising the cause. This is a very profound idea. Here the Mechaber explains that sometimes, and again he's focusing on wealth, because wealth is one of the things that we struggle with most from a hashkafic or from a bitachon perspective. Person has wealth, and let's say a person inherits wealth. So if you ask a person, why do you have this wealth? Person will say, oh, I have this wealth because whatever, my grandmother was very wealthy, she passed away and she left me all of this money. So I see the deceased relative who left me the Yerusha as the cause, right? This is the means. When in fact that's not the case. In other words, the money that I have is the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to have. And whether he want, but in other words, it happens to be now it's coming through Yerusha, but had there not been a wealthy grandmother, the means, the wealth that is supposed to be mine, ultimately would have come to me a different way. That last phrase is such a profound idea. Sometimes like Mishabeach es HaSiba, we go ahead and we praise the Siba, so we praise the mechanism, right, or the means, mibaladeha mesabev, and we don't go ahead and praise the cause. The cause ultimately is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We praise the means or the mechanism, but we don't praise the cause. V'kamahu dome bazela adam shuma minbar. So he gives an interesting mashal. This could be compared to a person traveling in the desert. Hichbid alav hatsama, and he gets very thirsty. Umatzamayim shenim mesukim babar echad. He finds bitter water. Bitter water in a well. And what happens? V'samach paim simcha gidol v'rava mahem. And he's so happy. So happy, right? He drinks the bitter water, and as bitter that it is, he's so happy. He drinks it so nicely, quenches his thirst. Incredible. The kasher halach ma'at umatzamayim v'amayim mesukim. He then continues his journeys, and just a little while later, he finds a well with sweet water. So what's his reaction? He's distressed. Why is he distressed? Because here, you know, I had to gulp down that bitter water because I thought that's all I had. Meanwhile, had I just waited a little bit longer, there would have been another siba, right? There would have been another means through which I could have quenched my thirst in a much more pleasant and beautiful fashion. What's the name, Shaul? What's the lesson? Mechin bal hamamon, she'egia elav b'siba yadua. So too, if you have a person who acquired wealth in a particular way, ilo haysam nimna'as ha'siba himimena, hayamasik oso b'siba acheres kasher gdamnu. Even had I not acquired the wealth through this particular means or reason, I would have acquired it a different way. In other words, sometimes we think that because the wealth shows up in my life from one well, that that's the only well that's out there. When in fact, Baruch Hashem, there are many wells. Some of that bitter water, some of the sweet, they all accomplish the same thing. Namely, they quench my thirst. But many different wells, many different ways to quench that thirst. So again, we often think that the well in which my bracha appears is the only well there is. But we have to understand there are many wells. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire to get me the water, to get me the wealth. He's going to get it to me through whichever well he wants to. Kimo she'amar, ki ein la'Hashem ma'atzra lo she'e b'rav o b'ma'at. Literally, again, for with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no limitation to save with many or with a few. The idea over here is Ribbono Shel Olam has many different wells with which he could provide us. And it's so important that as we go through life and we experience brachas and we have things, it's so important to avoid the trap of Mishabeach Hasiba Mibaladeh HaMesaviv. We can't get so caught up in the means or in the mechanism that we forget about the cause, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach everyone, wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful day.